NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
It is 8:34, Jacob's coffee time, but also Cassia Sharpley time. And I think the cat is out of the bag. I think we all know the situation right now. She did not win the crown itself.
Yeah, true.
As a matter of fact, she dropped out of the contest in the earlier stages of the competition itself. And USA, so typical, won the competition. I don't know. Like, I just...
Sound a little bit more enthusiastic, man.
No. Oh God, they didn't win. Me, I'm a patriotic Namibian.
Yeah, I completely understand.
I'm very competitive. As a Namibian, internationally, yes. They say, why must I? Yeah, oh, USA, she's so beautiful. No, I was also beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I'm that father, ne? When our kid like doesn't win or something. The referee just got robbed. So, who are the judges there? You robbed my child.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah. I think I'll be that parent as well. I know, I'm pulling up to my kid's school.
It is embarrassed, like, no, no more, daddy, no, stop. Just go.
Yeah, man. So, unfortunately, Cassia Sharpley did not take the crown.
Yeah.
But is it really unfortunately? Because, you know what, she really represented the motherland so gracefully. And, you know, it was beautiful to honestly see her on that stage and really just, you know, carry herself the way that she did. And you could obviously see the growth from the day, and I think I've said this before, from the time that she was crowned Miss Namibia to her actually taking on that stage. You could see the growth, you know? So it's one of those situations as well. Even if those girls actually don't come back home with the crown, let me tell you something. There's something that unlocked in Cassia's life. And it's just going to be up from here. Do you know what I mean? So there's just obviously a lot of foundations and things like that she also works with to, you know, she works with a lot of orphanages and all of that. And I think this obviously opened a lot of doors for her. And I'm very proud of her. And I love the way that she carried herself. So here's another thing. Being a little bit petty right now, people were having a conversation on Twitter about this. And they were talking about how a lot of people are not celebrating the new Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Like we have celebrated whoever was crowned in the past. There were a couple of years, here and there, where people were crowned and people were like, wait, what? What happened? Whatever it is. And I get the same feeling. Someone pointed out, so, by the way, the moment that our... this was, you know, Mzanzi Twitter saying that the moment that Miss South Africa, I think it was Ozini at the time. What was that? Ozini?
Sabini?
Sabini? Something. Our beautiful Z girl. Our beautiful South African queen. When she was crowned Miss Universe, she literally went from, I think, 400 or something like that. 1,000 followers to like almost 2 million followers, like within less than 24 hours. Now, the new Miss USA is still not even at 500,000 because people are just not really following her for some reason.
Yeah.
Because that's apparently how even Miss Universe, they themselves, the committee itself, actually track, I don't want to say the success of how the pageant was, but somehow, because she's not getting a lot of followers and nobody's really talking about her. But another thing to celebrate as well, for our beautiful Filipinos around the world, they have something to celebrate because it's one of their own.
Yes, celebratory for them, but there's a bit of a negative aura around her, the actual winner. Because if you analyze just like people, like, you know, experts around the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was really deep in with this thing. Hey, I was checking blogs and so on.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, the actual Miss the Miss USA now, Arboni Gabriel, she apparently didn't answer her question satisfactorily compared to the runner-up. The runner-up is a Miss Venezuela.
Are you sure?
Dominican
Republic. Yeah. Yes. Apparently she kind of looks like Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, the Dominican
Pussycat Dolls. Uh-huh. Yes.
Apparently she nailed.
That's what I heard as well.
Her answer.
Yes.
Apparently everyone, experts, critics, bloggers, you know, people who follow this thing. They do this for a living.
Invested in the pageantry world.
You know what I mean? They tipped her to be Miss Universe.
So and when she was not crowned.
Yeah. that maybe obviously the negative spin-off,
yes,
you know, was said towards Miss USA. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah, a lot. But that's what I also picked up from a lot of articles that I actually saw online as well. People are just not satisfied with who was crowned.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we cannot go back. We cannot change anything.
Okay.
Unless in a situation where she does not perform 100% as she's supposed to in her role as Miss Universe. And then maybe they'll be like, girl, from Dominican Republic? Oh, how does that work?
So now my question is this, Shaquan. Okay. What will it take? For a Namibian girl to win this damn crown, either Miss Universe or Miss World, because I see that they're sending the runner-up for Miss World. What will it take? What must we do? Must we, boy Shidi? Must we open up academies? Must we, before we send the girl? Must we maybe fly in experts from around the world? Mr. Listerne, Cassia, whoever the future Miss Namibia is,
you're gonna
go into boot camp for a month.
Preparing
you for before you actually go on Miss, you know what I mean? Like, what must we do? Like, is it lack of investors or is it lack of enthusiasm from the Namibian audience? Because bruh, this year we showed serious enthusiasm.
Oh no, absolutely no, this year we definitely pulled through for, I think it's the same thing with when Chelsea Shikongo was also sent that side. We definitely pulled behind through for Chelsea.
Yes,
and I think we were pushing her because of the queen the year before.
Yeah, Miss Essay,
yes. But I think also maybe just the resources and really investing. We can't deny where we're coming from and the conversations that our previous queens have actually had in the media in saying that there's just no support.
There's just no support, yeah. Yeah.
And now you're coming from a stage here at Country Club to New Orleans,
where the stage looks like a whole stadium. Yeah.
Haven't really experienced the pageantry world, if you will, on that stage, and you get intimidated. It's a lot of things, man.
Okay.
But maybe just a little bit more prep wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Conversation for another day.
The wait continues for Miss Universe. It's a relevant conversation because we've won it before and we won it again. It's like England, who has won the Football World Cup before.
Oh, yeah.
Now they won it again.
Mm-hmm.
So it will always be a relevant conversation. Will it be this year? No, it's not this year. Okay.
Also, Miss World, what's happening there?
LSD, the Anna.
No, I know. Yeah. But what is Miss World?
I don't know.
Miss Universe was enough.
It's like saying Shaquan is going to launch Fresh FM United Football Club.
Okay.
Right.
Uh huh.
And then NSK comes. Well, you know, then I'm going to launch Fresh United. Look at Manchester United, Manchester City.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
People are petty, bro. People were petty back in the day. People are petty today. Why not?
I'm going to launch a rival
organization. Exactly. Human beings are filled and we love it.
Are you a business owner? Stop what you're doing and pretend.